Hello, this is Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. Yesterday, I spoke with Adam Holt, director of Focus on the Families Plugged In, and we talked about the effects of TikTok and social media that it's having on our society, particularly with our teens. We'll continue that conversation today. So, Adam, let me ask you, I mentioned yesterday that experts are warning that it's impacting our teens' mental health. So can you speak to that?
Absolutely. So the mental health issues and correlations are on a whole bunch of levels simultaneously. At the most basic level, like what I was just talking about, when you get addicted to something, you need more and more of it. And if you get cut off from it, you know, there's a letdown, there's a withdrawal. So that would be one of the layers. Another layer is what's known as FOMO, fear of missing out. And there's this idea that I have to be online constantly. I've got to be on my social media because I might miss something. I might miss something my friends are doing. I might miss something that's cool that everybody's talking about. I don't want to be out of the loop. And teenagers, by their very nature, and I have three of them, they are deeply fearful of being out of the loop, of being left out of anything that makes them feel like they're not a part of the in group. All of us who lived through our teen years, even if we were relatively healthy kids, there are times when you keenly feel like I'm on the outside here. And so kids who are posting videos, kids who are having people respond to their videos, they're really longing for affirmation. And if they don't get that affirmation or they get cyberbullied, all of those things can weigh so heavily on a teen. And teens by nature are comparative beings. Social media takes all of those social dynamics and it just amplifies them so much. And they don't have the emotional ability to process that.
Now, you mentioned earlier affirming our kids. Do you have some tips on what parents can do to affirm them so that they're not looking for affirmation from social media?
Yeah, I mean, I think that all of us are looking for that affirmation. And so I think looking for places where your teens excel, where they do well, there's so much research that shows that parents who are engaged with their kids, who know what they're doing, who are encouraging them, who are affirming them, those messages go in. They really, really have an impact on our kids. And then in terms of, you know, how we approach social media, I would say there's not a one age or a silver bullet that, you know, now it's okay. I would say the longer you can wait before you have your child engaged on a smartphone and on social media, the better. Even though they will say, you know, they're the last ones on earth who don't have a TikTok or an Instagram account, they are not. And then if they do have that, putting appropriate boundaries on things in terms of where they use it, how much they use it, and what they are watching. That can be our problem too. Our kids are going to do what we do. And so if we're trying to set boundaries for them, but our boundaries are bad, guess which message is going to be stronger there?
Absolutely. Now, you know, parents who find it difficult to help set boundaries for themselves and even for their kids, where can they get some assistance? Like, are there any resources that you can share with us, Adam?
Yeah, you can come to PluggedIn.com, and we're a ministry of Focus on the Family and also the Focus on the Family Parenting. So come to FocusOnTheFamily.com and look for the Parenting tab. And we have worked with Jonathan McKee, who is an author who's published with Focus. He has a book called Parenting Generation Screen. And we'll have a Plugged In book coming out next spring. Those resources can help you. And at PluggedIn.com, we're really trying to help you have the information you need to equip you, to give you a sense of confidence. And let me say one other thing, Sonia. I think as parents, we can put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be perfect. And when things blow up, we can take an all or nothing approach. And I would encourage you, instead of trying to solve it all at once, to say, what's one adjustment we can make as our family this week and we can make it stick? Maybe it's, we're going to turn off phones from 6 to 8 every night. We're not going to have phones at the dinner table. And then you can begin to identify other places where you can make one or two concrete changes. And so instead of solving the problem all at once, you're changing your family culture one habit at a time.
Well, again, my guest is Adam Holtz, and he's the director of Focus on the Families Plugged In. Adam, thank you for joining us today and just helping us think through this whole social media dilemma.
Thanks so much, Sonia. I appreciate the chance to talk to you about it.
This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road. That's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.